The Burton Panthers baseball game is on the air. Tonight's playoff game against Thorndale is made possible by LaRoche Chevrolet, GMC in Buick, St. John's United Church of Christ, Burton ISD, Courier Construction, K&H Portable Toilets, Trade Winds Physical Therapy, Burnham National Bank, Dominant and Associates, BVR Material, Geeky Egg Farm, Mr. Windshield, Burton Meat Processing, Burnham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Larry Poppy Construction, Glen College, Blue Bonnet Petroleum, J&J Packing, Conjuro Tile, Citizen State Bank, WC Tractor, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Salazar Landscape, Regular Toyota, Wellman Insurance, Tillman Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. We'll be right back with Doug Brown and Tommy Lang in the pregame right after these words from our sponsors.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Burnham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Burnham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Conjuro Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Burnham is your floor specialist. Conjuro Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjuro family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Conjuro Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Conjuro Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
You have the right to choose where you receive your care. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, a privately owned clinic, they feature an in-clinic heated pool, the very latest medical instruments, and access to gym equipment, giving them the ability to build you a custom treatment plan, tailored to your lifestyle and goals at an affordable price. Tradewinds Physical Therapy offers flexible hours and accepts most major insurances. Give them a try with a free no-commitment consultation at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info.
And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and we welcome you out to Bomber Stadium in Bryan, where it is the area round of the playoffs getting underway. The Burton Panthers taking on the Thorndale Bulldogs in a renewal of what's become quite a playoff rivalry, and I want to bring in my partner, Daryl Kiki. And Daryl, these two teams, no strangers to one another.
Now, both of them have programs that are used to being and expected to being in the playoffs and going deep in the playoffs every year. Looking at the rosters, they only have two seniors, a boatload of freshmen. You look at our roster, we have two seniors, five freshmen starting. So it's going to be a battle of the youngsters tonight. Probably it's going to come down to who's going to feel that pressure a little bit more and make that crucial error, because I think both teams are pretty even matched. Pitching-wise, they're starting a left-hander that's supposed to be pretty salty and everything. And, our young guys, we just go up to the plate and keep hacking.
Absolutely. And Of course, home tonight, we're here with the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. Game one is scheduled to start here shortly at 4:30. And then game two will be 30 minutes after the conclusion of game one. And we'll have both of those tonight here on KWHI. Now, should a third game be necessary, we'll come right back here and do it all again tomorrow at 4:30. And so we'll keep you up to date as to what. But, yeah, one team or the other gets a sweep. We don't have to come back tomorrow, but if we split, then we'll have to come back tomorrow. So it'll be something to look forward to. Meantime, we've got a lot to go here on the pregame show, and let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear 2 minutes from our Burton Panther playoff sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
It's only a matter of time until a stray rock finds your windshield. From a simple rock chip repair to a complete windshield replacement, you can trust Mr. Windshield to do the job right. With over 40 years of experience, they will quickly replace your windshield, door glass, or back window. For all of your auto glass needs, Mr. Windshield Inc. Insurance claims welcome and free mobile service within a 10-mile radius of Brenham. Call today or visit online at MrWindshieldInc.com.
Make sure your New Holland equipment is field ready with special deals on genuine New Holland parts and service. Get up to $100 off any combination of engine oils, coolants, filters, and fleet guard filters. Receive $300 off every top maintained plan maintenance agreement. And get 0% interest and make no payments for 90 days on New Holland parts. Visit WC Tractor in Brenham to take advantage of these great deals on genuine New Holland parts and service.
As we continue on here with the pregame show, Doug Brandon, Daryl Kiki with you from Bomber Stadium in Bryan. And the fans filing in here, looking to fill the place up as we get set for this area round matchup. These two teams last week, of course, Panthers coming here, putting on a... had to make the long road trip last week, but it was worth it as the Panthers put on that 14-0 thumping on Sabine Pass last week.
Yeah, it was... We did what we came there to do, and you needed to take care of business. You know, nothing against the being passed, but 7-7, you come into that game where you need to go down there and take names, and they did, scoring early and often. Played a really good defensive-wise game, didn't make the errors, and Witt did a great job up on the hill. We're going to need probably even stronger outing today than what he had the other night. The guys are going to need to make the routine plays also, because Thorndale's going to put the ball in play.
Absolutely, and Thorndale coming off, they played a 2-out-of-3 series with Junction last week and got the sweep there 14-1 in the first game and then 4-1 in the second game. And well, and actually, our series, if it weren't for the rain, was supposed to be 2-out-of-3 as well. But they were able to get their two games in. And Thorndale having a really good season, 25-1. And Burton also coming in this one, 18-8. So two really good teams tonight.
Yes. I mean, we talked about it on the way up here. Very strong programs.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you play?
Exactly. That's
you know... I'm sure they played some tough competition, knowing their coach. He's been here a long time. I'll put him in the stage of really cocky. but if you're good and you win all the time, you can be cocky.
Yeah. And then the two teams, of course, playoff tested, met 2 years ago in the playoffs, and it was Thorndale eliminating Burton, and then Burton last year eliminated Thorndale from the playoffs. And but as we were kind of looking at the rosters earlier, there's so many freshmen and sophomores on both teams that don't really know how much of that was still here from last year.
Yeah, complete overhaul, kind of. I mean, the kids, when you count, it's 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 freshmen on Thorndale's team, and we're starting 5.
And I think we've got 8 total on the Burton team, so yeah.
You know, when you start 5 out of 9, you know, you got to love your future.
Yeah.
I mean, we're here to play today and everything, but you got to always prepare for next year also. And the future looks bright for both of them, that we're going to be seeing each other for years to come.
It certainly does. And we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll take a look at some of the other playoff games that are going on this evening. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says go Panthers. St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to 3 great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
All right, as we come back here, and let's take a look at other games that are going on around the area in high school baseball. First of all, up in Class 5A, all 4 teams from Brenham's district still in the playoff hunt, and they're having their game ones tonight. Magnolia is at Georgetown ECU. That's going to get underway at 6 o'clock. And then you got Lake Creek against Georgetown. They're going to play at 6 o'clock in Mumford. Magnolia West taking on Elgin. That's at 7 o'clock in Caldwell. And then A&M Consolidated is going to be at Pflugerville-Hendrickson this evening at 7 o'clock. In 4A, you got Caldwell and Gatesville. They're playing a doubleheader tonight at 5 o'clock at Live Oak. And then it's LaGrange and Salado. They're going to play at 4:30 in Thrall. Navasota and Burney, they're going to play at 7 o'clock. Actually, I take that back. I just saw that on Facebook. They actually moved the start time of that game up to 6:30 over in Del Valle because they were worried about the weather. And then in Class 3A, it's Anderson, Shiro, and Huntington. They're playing at 7 o'clock in Palestine. And then from our district, Mumford and Thrall going at it tonight. And that's a one-game-only playoff, and that is scheduled for 7 o'clock. And then on the softball side of things, you got College Station and Lake Belton playing game one of their region quarterfinals. That's at 6 o'clock in Thrall, which should be a really good one. A&M Consolidated and Lake Creek, renewal of a district rivalry there. They're playing at 7:30 over in Navasota. And then you got Sealy and Fredericksburg. They're going to have a doubleheader at 5 o'clock, that one over in Buda Johnson. And so that's a look at where the local teams are. And also want to... I'll see if I can get it later on, but the Blinn Buccaneers opening up their Region 14 Conference Tournament this afternoon against Panola. And if we get a final on that one, we'll be sure and pass that along to you as well.
And I think our buddy from the Banner was telling me that Blinn was winning 13-3 or 12. I think they won 13-3.
Oh, okay.
Or were ahead, winning 13-3.
Good deal. Yeah, that is the first of their the regional tournament being held at Leroy Dreyer Field this weekend. And so we will keep you up to date on that. Meanwhile, let's send you back to the studios, and we've got more to come here on the pregame. But let's hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962. Located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panther baseball team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Burton Panther baseball game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers this playoff season. Go Big Red!
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel, proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
Thank you. We appreciate it. All right. As we come back here, it's time now to take a look at the starting lineups. And first of all, for the Burton Panthers, it'll be Tyler Witt leading things off. He's going to be doing the pitching. Batting second will be Logan Tosta at second base. Batting third will be the left fielder, Ruben Rodriguez. Batting fourth, center fielder, Colby Beck. Batting fifth will be the third baseman, Bryson Biggs. Batting sixth will be the catcher, Braden Martin. Batting seventh, shortstop, Ryder Biggs. Batting eighth will be the right fielder, Brady Griffin. And batting ninth will be the designated hitter, Eli Simank. Simank hitting for the first baseman, Eli Yeager. And then for Thorndale, it's going to be Gunnar Ferguson leading things off, playing shortstop. Batting second will be the center fielder, Rowdy Kastner. Batting third, second baseman, Caden Kovar. Batting fourth will be the third baseman, Nathan Grimm. Batting fifth will be the pitcher, Jackson Eschberger. Batting sixth, first baseman, Brinson Barron. Batting seventh will be the catcher, Cade Becker. Batting eighth, designated hitter, Hunter Bradley. Batting ninth, left fielder Jaden Clausen, and then playing right field will be Ethan Schramm. So that is a look at the lineups for the two teams as we're counting down to the start of tonight's games. And we're just about ready for game one. And first, let's send you back to the studios again, and let's hear another 2 minutes from our Burton Panther playoff sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
Warm up with preseason savings on New Holland compact tractors at WC Tractor in Brenham. Get 0% financing for 60 months or a free loader on Workmaster and Boomer compact tractors and the Workmaster 25S subcompact tractor. Whatever model you choose, you'll get efficient power and an easy-to-operate package that handles a wide range of chores. Buy now and you'll take home loads of savings, too. See WC Tractor in Brenham now for details. Offer ends March 31st. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approved. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
All right, as we come back here, now time for your game time weather update. And right now here in Bryan, it is 90 degrees outside. And we've got a heat index, feels like 99, and nearly 70% humidity. And we've got sunset not scheduled till 8:09 this evening. And so it's going to be warm out there for a while there. And then tonight cooling off down to 70 degrees. And that'll be by in the morning. And then looks like rain in the forecast starting on Sunday. And it looks like we're going to have our official intros.
We are less than 8 minutes away from first pitch.
And we're counting down to the start of this evening's ball games. As we said, it's game one of a doubleheader. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you here on the radio. So glad you could be with us. And looks like the guys pretty loose, just kind of hanging out, ready to go.
Yeah, they, like I said, they're young. They're here to have fun. You know, anytime you get to play ball and you keep playing, you know, baseball's fun. Mm-hmm. And these young cats are having the time of their life right now. They're getting to play a second round. Got a bunch of fans already here to support them. And that's big for those kids that that they get to see a bunch of red in the stands. I mean, mm-hmm. before this is over with, I'm sure both sides are going to be pretty much full. Darndale follows their kids very well also. You know, later on when you was talking about the weather, they said it's a chance later on of possible thunderstorms coming through. Hopefully we can get these two out the way and before we have any lightning or thundering, because with this heat, could build up and have some.
Yeah, exactly. And we hope it holds off as we're counting down. Coming to you from the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. And we're looking forward to taking part here. Of course, the Bombers, I think it's usually in June when their season starts up. And so they'll be having games here on a regular basis. And looking forward to another great year for them.
Yep.
Meanwhile, let's take one final break, and hopefully we'll be back and ready to go after we hear another 2 minutes from our pregame sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Remember, you have the right to choose where you receive care when you are prescribed physical therapy. Don't wait 2 to 6 weeks to get seen. At Tradewinds Physical Therapy, you can be seen quickly and be taken care of by the best staff in the area. Try Tradewinds complimentary consultation in 48 hours or less. Don't wait. Schedule your physical therapy today and receive the care you deserve. Tradewinds Physical Therapy at 2505 Stone Hollow Drive, Suite 200 in Brenham, or call 421-8500 for more info. Cash discounts and most major insurance accepted.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
And as we come back here, we got the meeting between the two respective head coaches as well as the umpires for tonight's games. And that is Matt Thaler for the Burton Panthers and Kelly Cool for the Thorndale Bulldogs. And we're just about set for this one. Everybody's just kind of standing around. We're ready to get this one underway. All the warm-ups have been taken, and now just ready to get out there on the field and get everything in motion.
So far, it's pretty quiet in the stands, but I'm sure that's going to pick up here.
Oh, yeah, once they get going.
Once that first pitch gets thrown.
Yeah.
And it's either called a strike or it's a ball and should be. We'll be hollering.
Head coach Matt Thaler, assistant coach Cindy Honeycutt, manager Austin Bossy, bat boy Aaron Fink. The Thorndale Bulldogs are head coached by Kelly Cole, assistant coaches Kurt Wagner, Logan Fisher, athletic director John Cobalt.
And we are waiting in. Looking to get started here. Coming to you home from the Brazos Valley Bombers. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you here on this Thursday evening. It's game one of this area round playoff series between the Burton Panthers and the Thorndale Bulldogs. Yeah, right now just kind of in a holding pattern as we await the start of the game. And Looks like the Panthers are going to be the home team for this one, so they're heading out to take the field. And so with the Panthers, it'll be Tyler Witt out on the hill, and he'll be working to Braden Martin back behind the plate, right side of the infield, Eli Yeager at first, and Logan Tosta at second, left side of the infield, Ryder Biggs at short, Bryson Biggs at third. In the outfield, it's Colby Beck in center, flanked in right by Brady Griffin, and then left by Ruben Rodriguez. and Witt have an outstanding season. First year pitching at the varsity level, and he's really become one of the guys Coach Thaler can rely on.
Yes, he's got a lot of kind of a long, stringy type kid that's got a lot of growth left in him for being young. Me and Coach Thaler talk quite a bit. If he buys into, and Coach said he does, lifting weights, that he gets stronger to grow into that lanky body. By the time he gets through, he's going to have a pretty nice career here.
Yeah, and he and Eli Yeager, who we'll probably see in the second game, have been quite the 1-2 punch for the Panthers this year.
Yeah, righty-lefty, and, you know, the defense has been set all year the way they are right now, so they're used to playing together. They know where everybody's going to be. And that's huge when you play as a team. You know, it isn't a guessing game. Well, should I go after that one, or is he going to get it, or let's turn two? These cats are playing quite a bit of ball together.
All right, so here we go. Gunnar Ferguson to lead things off.
Number 10, Gunnar Ferguson.
And so Ferguson, left-handed hitting shortstop, will be the first to face Tyler Witt. And we're ready for our first pitch of the ball game. And it's going to be a pie of ball, 1-0. Panthers in the gray pants and red jerseys today. And that one fouled away. Thorndale in the white pants, black jerseys with gold trim around the letters and numbers.
Be huge to keep this guy off the bases.
And next pitch coming. That's going to be sent out to center, back over. And he'll make the grab for out number one.
Nice job.
And that'll bring up
Randy Kastner.
And Rowdy Kastner, the center fielder, stepping up there.
One of the two seniors.
Yep. Kastner, right-handed batter, and first pitch from Witt. That's going to be a ground ball to short. Ryder Biggs over there, and he'll fire on to first. Nice stretch on the other end there by Yeager, and he made the play for out number two.
Let's go, guys. That's three up, three down, these cats.
Yeah, Yeager's showing some good flexibility over there. And Caden Kovar, the batter now.
The Smiths have arrived.
All righty. And pitches outside for a ball. And it's 1-0. Blair doing done a great job in her first year with volleyball and with softball.
Super job.
And pitch down low for a ball.
Go get him, Witt.
And next pitch from Witt. That is going to be sent out into center, and that is going to drop in front of Beck for a base hit. And it's Nathan Grimm, the batter now, the cleanup man, batting with two outs and one on.
All right, let's find an out here, guys.
Yeah, that one, curveball inside, and it's ball one.
Two outs here in the top of the first.
Checking the base runner. And working for the stretch in there for a strike. And it's 1-1 now on Grimm. Jackson Eschberger, the pitcher for Thorndale, waiting on deck. And next pitch, foul away over towards the on-deck circle. And it'll make it 1-2.
put him away here. Runner going.
Yeah, ground ball to third. Biggs knocks it down and fires across.
Nice job.
Nice stretch on the other end. Pulled it down, and that'll be out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the first, and Thorndale nothing. Panthers coming into bat back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Want your yard to impress but don't know where to start? Salazar Landscapes is here to help. From maintenance and irrigation to full-service landscaping, Salazar Landscapes has the knowledge and drive to make your dreams a reality. Salazar Landscapes is your home, garden, and irrigation experts. A trusted company with over 30 years of experience serving Brenham and the surrounding communities. Check out their work on Facebook or Instagram for inspiration and give them a call at 979-451-3490. Salazar Landscapes in Brenham, Aggie-owned and operated. Salazar Landscapes is a proud sponsor of the Burton Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers and their quest for state.
As we come back to play here, it's Jackson Eschberger out on the hill. They'll be working to Cade Becker behind the plate, right side of the infield. It'll be Brenson Barron at first base, Caden Kovar at second, left side, Gunnar Ferguson at short, Nathan Grimm at third. In the outfield is Rowdy Kastner in center, Jaden Clausen in left, and Ethan Tram in right. And Tyler Witt will be the leadoff man here for the Burton Panthers. And he'll be followed by Logan Tosta and then Ruben Rodriguez. And going against the lefty here this afternoon.
In warm-ups, he's been keeping everything down. Pretty sharp breaking ball. Going to have to be patient up there.
Yep. And Tyler Witt, the pitcher. So we get pitcher versus pitcher to start the bottom half of the first. No score here from Bomber Stadium. And first pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Eschberger shooting for the outside corner. And next pitch inside, and Witt had to do a little dance to keep out of the way there, and it's 1-1.
Need to get Tyler on like last week, make things happen.
And that one up high, it's 2-1. And that one just missing, and it's 3-1.
Told you right after the third pitch, they already hollered.
And ball four, and Witt draws the leadoff walk.
Atta boy.
And it's a and Logan Tosta, the batter. And Eschberger ready. Next pitch, and Tosta lays the bunt down. Eschberger's only play is to first, and he gets the out. So Logan Tostic doing the right thing, gets the bunt down, and he'll move Witt over in the scoring position.
He did his job.
And so Rodriguez batting now. Let's see if he can get the run home. And curveball by Esberger in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
All right, Ruben, base hit here.
And swung on and missed. Rodriguez trying to get a hit and get that first run home. Witt taking his lead from second. Pitch from Esberger, and Rodriguez pokes that one foul up the first base side. Trying to go opposite field.
He's done a good job of that with two strikes. Coach Thaler and them stressed. Just go with the pitch and... Ruben almost had him one down the line.
Check of the runner, Esberger. Brings the pitch, and Rodriguez fouls that back into the screen, right behind home plate. Pitch is going to be fouled again off to the right side.
Ruben battling here. Needs to win this battle. Shooting one out there to right field.
And this one, he gets it. Oh, past the pitcher, second baseman up with it. He'll go to first and get the out. And Rodriguez on the play also moves Witt over to third base. And so that'll bring up Colby Beck, the center fielder. One of two seniors on the team for the Panthers. And time temporarily called. Apparently when he was going into third, knocked the base out.
All right, Beck, come on through here.
And pitches in there for a strike from Esberger. We're in the bottom of the first. No score yet. Burton, though, threatening here. We got a runner at third and two outs.
I'll take a wild pitch here.
And he sends this one down the line, hooking and foul.
He got a battle here now.
Too bad he couldn't have straightened that out a little more. That would have been at least two, maybe even three.
Yes.
And up high for a ball. And curveball stays up high.
Didn't miss by much there.
Yeah.
Go, Kobe.
Bryson Biggs would be due up next for the Panthers. And he sends this one out to left field.
Gonna hang up.
And it's going to hang up too long. And Boston is there to haul him in for out number three. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, one left on. We've got one inning in the books, no score. And we'll be back with inning number two after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Are you ready to build that new barnuminium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
And so here we go to the top of the second inning. No score here from Bomber Stadium in Bryan. And for Thorndale, it'll be Jackson Eschberger, Brenton Barron, and Cade Becker. And first pitch from Witt is a ground ball over to second. Tosta up with it. He'll throw on to Yeager at first. And that's one away. Good way to get started. One pitch, one out.
That's why I take that every day. All day long.
And Brenton Barron to bat now. Left-hand batter here against the right-hander Witt. And first pitch to him outside of ball. It's 1-0. Swung and a miss. Good fastball. It's 1-1.
A little giddy up on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, swung and a miss. 1-2. And a pie for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Cade Becker, the catcher, would be due up next for Thorndale.
Atta boy.
Oh, good pitch. And strike three called for out number two.
Now batting number four, Cade Becker.
And that'll bring up Cade Becker, the catcher. But going back to that last pitch, I like how he had Martin set up on the outside and then busted him back in with
that. That's right.
And that one up high for a ball. It's 1-0.
He got ahead on him on the outside pitches, so he got him looking outside and finished him off inside.
Yeah, that one's going to be pop foul behind us. And foul tip into the mitt for strike two. And this one's going to be popped up, and that'll be fouled out of play as well.
Just missed the roof on top of it. The fans were all looking up waiting for the thunk.
And And Witt with the next pitch. That is going to be foul over and given chase. And running out of room for Burton is the right fielder, Brady Griffin. We're trying to make this a 1-2-3 inning.
Let's finish him off here, Tyler. Oh, nice pitch.
Just missing. Witt was walking off the mound, ready to go back to the dugout. Instead, he's going to stay out there and throw another pitch. Yeah, that one fouled away. Becker hanging in there.
All right, back.
Sent out the center.
Can of corn.
And they'll haul it in. Four out number three. So three up and three down in that inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. And we move on to the bottom of the second inning. Still no score here in Bryan. Back with the bottom of the second inning after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie and Trent, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administration, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
And on we go here to the bottom of the second inning, and Eschberger tuning it up. They'll be looking at Bryson Biggs, Braden Martin, and Ryder Biggs. And I was looking to see if he's got the gloves on, and he does.
Yeah, he got my hay hauling gloves on. I asked him before the game. I said, we get through winning these two, I'm going to cut some square bales, and we'll be ready to haul on Sunday. He's a cat.
Yep. Yeah, and glad to see got to meet his grandma when we were in Sabine Pass last week, and she thanked us for being there to do their ball games, and where even when she can't be here, she's able to still listen to them. Yeah, we always appreciate those sentiments.
That's our job, big boy.
Yep. And next pitch, curveball outside, and that'll be a ball to Biggs. Biggs had a huge game against Sabine Pass last week. He was on base all four times. Yeah, that one outside of ball. Eschberger so far nowhere near the strike zone in this inning. We're just underway here in the bottom of the second. No score between the Burton Panthers and the Thorndale Bulldogs. Yeah, swung and missed. Biggs took a big rip and came up empty.
All right, Big Biggs, a little quicker. You can do it.
And pitches down low for a ball. And time is called. Biggs going to step out. Ashberger taking a little too long to deliver the pitch. And strike three called. Biggs caught looking for out number one.
Shortstop number three, Ryder Biggs.
No. And up next is the catcher, Braden Martin. And first pitch to Martin in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Next pitch coming in there for a strike, and out in front is Ashberger, quickly 0-2 on Martin. Martin, one of those five freshmen in the lineup for Burton, and he gets caught looking for strike three. And back-to-back strikeouts for Ashberger. That'll bring up Ryder Biggs now.
Stick it up again for the shortstop, number three, Ryder Biggs.
Ryder Biggs, sophomore shortstop. Second year at the varsity level. Pitch swung on a miss, 0-1.
Say he will be up there hacking, I promise you.
Oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. And pitch inside for a ball, 1-1.
Find a way on, little Biggs.
And he pops this one up. Ashberger calling for it. And he'll haul that one in for out number three. And so in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And through two innings, both teams putting zeros on the board. We'll be back with inning number three after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Looking to save money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates, LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how you can save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 till 5, and on Friday, 8 till 1.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help get you the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. They specialize in residential custom home construction, providing you with exactly what you want and how you want it. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. That number again was 277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy of Poppy Construction are so proud of the boys and want to congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team and the coaches for making it to the playoffs, and would like to wish them good luck in their upcoming games.
And as we come back here, it is going to be Hunter Brantley, Jaden Clausen, Gunnar Ferguson to bat against Tyler Witt. We're in the top half of the third inning. No score between the Burton Panthers and the Thorndale Bulldogs.
Number 20, the designated hitter, Hunter Brantley.
And you're listening to AM 1280 KWHI in Brenham and across the world, and also K269GU 101.7 FM. Of course, across the World Wide Web at KWHI.com and on our KWHI app for your smartphone. Doug Brown and Daryl Kiki with you from Bryan at Bomber Stadium. And Witt with his first pitch to Brantley. Right down the heart of the plate for strike one.
Tyler's doing a great job of getting ahead of the batters this game so far, and that's huge.
Next pitch coming is down low for a ball. It's 1-1. And down low ball, 2-1 now on Brantley.
Should have kept my mouth shut, huh?
Brantley batting for the right fielder, Ethan Tram.
Let's go, Tyler. You can get him.
Witt looks in at Martin and gets the sign for the 2-1 pitch. And that one a little flare, and that is going to get over to short and Diggs. Bobolet still
got him.
Yes, got him.
Nice play, little Diggs.
What a play there by Ryder. When he bobbled that ball, I thought maybe that might have done him in, but he stayed with it, and his credit made a good throw to Yeager.
Great, strong throw.
And that'll bring up Jaden Clausen.
Okay.
Pitch is a strike. I guess it helps having a guy that can pitch at shortstop also.
Yes, yes. He's very athletic.
And the pitch.
Nice curveball.
That was a beautiful curveball there by Tyler Witt. Clausen, the left fielder. Ooh. And foul tip off the mask of Martin.
Blue's going to give him a break.
Yeah, give him a few.
Walk the ball out there.
Yep, make sure he's okay. Well, it looks like he's fine.
Yep.
I think the dugout asked him he's okay, and he nodded, yeah, he's fine.
Still got to sting a little bit,
would
think.
That mask only protects so much. And pitches up high for a ball. I always wondered, back in the old days, what they used to do before the masks were invented.
That's just some tough cats. Like my buddy John Green, when I played softball, he never wore a chest protector or shin guard.
And
tough old coot.
And Clausen, it's that one that seeing eye single into left field. And so Thorndale has their second base runner of the game, so one out and one on with a leadoff man, Gunnar Ferguson.
All right, we got two gone. Looks like the scoreboard went out on us.
Yep. And in there for a strike. Biggs and Tosta shaded up the middle, looking for a double play ball. One out, one on. And that one up high, one ball and one strike. And pitches outside for a ball. And outside, runner going, throw down the second and throws offline. And in there with a stolen base is Clausen.
All right, Tyler, come back. Find it.
Yeah, that one outside, ball four. And Ferguson draws the walk. And so they'll put two runners aboard now and bring up Rowdy Kastner. Kastner grounded to short his first time up. Witt checks the base runners. And throw back.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a close play there. Down at second.
See, they caught him leaning there.
Yeah, it was close. That squares away the bunt and pitches up high. Runners first and second.
Breaking ball hung up a little bit on him.
Kastner showing bunt. Now he pulls the bat back and he'll take a strike. None but one of those really good curveballs there by Witt.
You keep getting that in there, Doug. We're going to be just fine.
Squares away the bunt, and this time bunts it. Fair ball.
Let it go.
And Biggs lets it go. It does the right thing.
Atta boy, Big Biggs. Got two big ones on him now.
Yep. Throw back. And runner back in safely at second.
You can keep him that half a step closer on a base hit. You got a shot at throwing him out at the plate.
Yep.
Let's get a strike out here.
And boy. On strikes. That's a big strikeout there for Witt. And that's two down now. And brings up Caden Kovar.
We'll get this batter guy. Finding out.
Yes, sir. And there with a curveball in 0-1. This one, a ground ball over to third. Biggs up with it. Fires across to first. Stretching in. He's safe. Runner coming home. And scoring is Thorndale.
I thought we had him on the throw. I don't know if he pulled his foot off the back.
Yeah,
Coach Taylor's going to ask.
Yeah. And so that would make it 1-0 Thorndale. I didn't think his foot came off the bag.
I thought the ball got there definitely before
he
got to the bag.
And so the run scores to make it 1-0. And that'll be Nathan Gritt. So Thorndale strikes first here in the top of the third inning. And they lead Burton 1-0. Nathan Grimm, the batter. You got two outs, runners at first and second. And pitch fouled away.
Give the runner credit at second. He kept running.
Yeah.
Two.
And strike called. Burton now trying to just get out of this inning and keep the damage to a minimum. Ferguson at second, Kovar at first. And just missed it. Witt was shooting for the outside corner and didn't get the call. Throw back, and runner in there safely.
Let's finish his batter off with.
And runner's going. And it's a foul ball. Umpire out there signaling right away that he fouled it off. And so everybody will retreat to their positions.
Go get him, Witt. Go get him.
Witt gets signed from Martin. Checks on the base runners. And the pitch.
Atta baby. Throw him out.
Swung on and missed. And Martin fires on to Yeager at first and gets the strikeout to retire the side. But in the inning, Thorndale does get the first run of the game on two hits, no errors, and two left on. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Thorndale leading Burton 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Tecron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Tecron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Tecron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North. 979-836-2531.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says go Panthers.
Every day the flag flies, we have deals at Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and the Memorial Day sale is here. Stop in and save on trusted brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic, up to $500. We have in-house products starting as low as $299. Even add one of our exclusive adjustable bases under any suitable model to make your sleeping experience one you'll never forget. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
And on we go to the bottom of the third inning. Thorndale leading Burton by a score of 1-0. It'll be Brady Griffin, Eli Simank, and Tyler Witt to bat here against Jackson Eschberger. And Eschberger's first pitch is a ball, 1-0.
All right, Brady, come on now. Hit a gap. Let's run.
Yeah, Burton going to try to see if they can get that run back. And in there for a strike, 1-1 now on Griffin. Esper's pitch, and that one is
leg it out, leg it out.
Over short. Griffin running.
Yes, sir.
For the infield hit.
Way to hustle, Brady. All right, Simak, do your job here now. Put the ball down.
And now that'll bring up Eli Simank, the designated hitter. And infielders playing in. They're expecting a bunt here. Kind of a weird formation. They have the second base. Well, now he's going back. But the second baseman came in to where he was just to the right of the pitcher. Now he's creeping in again.
Back.
Throw over. Oh, and they've got him in a rundown. And Griffin.
No,
oh,
he
touched it.
Get back on the back.
Wait a minute. He's calling him out.
He called him out at baseline?
I think that's what the ruling is. And Coach Taylor not have happened. Yeah, I think that's what the call was, that he ruled him from getting out of the baseline.
Thank you. Because the ball hit his helmet when they threw it.
That. Now we're going to get an appeal. And so the umpires are going to talk about it. So let's see what we're going to get called here. I mean, that would be the only thing. Because, I mean, they botched the throw there.
He's whining about
you've got to be kidding me. He's thrown Thaler out of the game. For what?
Well, go get you a mouthful now, Matt.
For what?
Hot dog's been griped, been acting that way the whole game.
That's an awfully quick hook. Oh, that is not a good cook. I mean, come on. We're only in the third inning.
And now he's got to miss the next game, too.
Yeah.
I hate it when Blues think that they're so good that they sit there and want to control the game.
Yeah.
I mean.
That is. And Coach Taylor's going to get a hand from the Burton folks, but that is an absolutely awful call.
Yeah. You know, just showing his power, thinking that he's somebody. A playoff game. And he didn't get irate or nothing.
He just asked for a clarification on the call. And, I mean, that was a really quick hook.
Yeah.
And pitches down low for a ball. It's not like he's been, like Thaler was up there complaining the entire three inning.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. We're only in the third inning.
Yeah.
Pitch just swung out and missed. And swung out and missed again. So two strikes now on Simank.
You know, it changed the whole complexion of the game.
Yeah.
Now.
And swung out and missed. Simank down on strikes. And that's two, one down. And now we go back to, that's right, because the caught stealing on Griff. So two down. And now back to the top of the order with Tyler Witt. It is a ball 1-0.
Now we can't afford to argue anymore or question anymore because then you won't have a coach left.
Mm-hmm.
It's not Thaler's fault there.
No, that's just an overzealous umpire.
Yeah. Being a real punk just because he got a blue outfit on.
And pitch is taken for a ball.
Thank you.
Inside, ball four, and Whip will take the walk on down to first. And so Logan Tosta to bat now. Tosta laid down a sack bunt.
Hey, let's go, guys.
Swung on and missed. With it slipped, but luckily had time to recover and get back to first.
Come on, little Tosca.
We're in the bottom of the third. Thorndale leading Burton 1-0. Throw over and Whip back in. And what's going to make it worse? Because the guy, won't he be umpiring home plate at the second game?
Let's see. Rotate from third.
Unless they go the opposite direction. And foul tip. And strike three called on Tosta, and that'll tie the side. So in the inning, no runs, no one hit, no errors, one left on. And we played through three. Thorndale leads it 1-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The roof is the most important part of a structure. Whether it's your home, office building, garage, or storage building, you can trust DDM Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop to design a long-lasting, great-looking metal roof for whatever you want to build. Metal roofs are durable, fire-resistant, energy-efficient, and can add beauty and style to any structure. Whether you're replacing a roof or choosing one for a new building, DDM offers a wide variety of designs and colors to customize your new metal roof. Find out more at ddmbuildings.com. Or visit their offices in Brenham or Bastrop.
Sending money to family and friends is quick and easy with Zelle. Find Zelle in the Brenham National Bank mobile app. Money sent with Zelle goes directly from your checking account to theirs and makes it easy to split the cost of a dinner with a friend, send money for a birthday, wedding, or graduation gift. Zelle is wholly owned by Early Warning Services, LLC, herein under license. U.S. checking account or savings account required to use Zelle. Transactions between enrolled users typically occur in minutes. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking fun and easy. Member FDIC.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Okay, as we come back here, we're in the top of the fourth inning. The Thorndale Bulldogs leading the Burton Panthers 1-0. And it's going to be Jackson Eschberger, Brinson Barron, and Cade Becker against Tyler Ridd. And those of you just joining us, controversy abounded in the bottom half of this inning as Coach Matt Thaler ejected on a questionable call by what seems like a first base umpire on a power trip.
Yeah.
And pitch has called a ball. And so Coach Honeycutt, the assistant coach, is now going to be running the team for the remainder of the year. Because if we're remembering correctly, by getting ejected, Coach also has to sit out the next game. And so Coach Honeycutt will have to run the team the rest of the night. And pitches outside for a ball. And especially when you got a young team and see something like that, that's got to affect you.
Yeah. I mean, this is where your seniors step up and the kids, if I'm in their shoes, I'm going to say, look, we're going to play harder for Coach Thaler. He's been there for us, and he did not make a scene. Anybody out there listening, Coach Thaler did not make a scene. He did nothing this is guys kind of like an Angel Hernandez umpire in the big leagues. He thinks he's somebody that he's got a blue shirt on. We were fixing to turn the three amigos loose on him down here. Matt's dad, Ray, and he's flanked by Ricky Kiki and Larry Poppy.
And Grandpa the third, Biggs up with it. Fires across to Yeager, and that's one away. And Duran batting now. The one out here in the top of the fourth.
This is where the fans have to get behind these kids even more, get a little bit louder and stuff to let them know, look, we got your back.
Exactly. And next pitch is a strike call. One count on Duran. Cade Becker waiting on deck.
Let's go, boys.
And pitch from Witt. Up high for a ball.
He is letting Taylor still sit in the dugout, though.
I'm surprised by that. I thought they had to leave the field to play completely. And strike called.
He might have seen our Fei-Fei over there and said, you know, I'm going to leave him well enough alone.
Yep.
Before she pulls her taser out on him.
And foul tip.
Wonder what he'd do if I went and got him a Snickers bar and give him a Snickers and tell him maybe this is kids playing, that maybe he ought to lose that attitude.
Yep. And time is called.
My buddy got hit in the face mask again.
Oh, man. And that one going to be sent out to right field.
Brady.
Over his Griffin, and haul it in for out number two. And that'll bring up Cade Becker, the catcher now.
Now batting for Thornhill, number four, Cade Becker.
Becker flew out to Beck in center field his first time up. And this one, a ground ball, the second. Tosta up with it. Fires on to Yeager at first, and that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. We're halfway through this one. Thorndale leading Burton 1-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth. Back after we hear another 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
K&H Portable Toilets, celebrating over 40 years of bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to Washington County and the surrounding area's festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves on their quality service. Call 836-0552 or stop by 2101 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or worksite. Go Panthers!
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Burton Panther baseball team and is pleased to help bring you the broadcast of this Burton Panther baseball game. The owners at Kiki Egg Farm take great pride and satisfaction in providing your family with a healthy dietary option packed with protein and key nutrients. Look for Kiki Farm Fresh Eggs at your local grocery or convenience store and finer food markets. Good luck to the Burton Panthers this playoff season. Go Big Red!
All right, as we come back here to the bottom half of the fourth inning, Thorndale leading Burton 1-0 in game one of this series. And just got a clarification on Coach Thaler's situation. Apparently he's been confined to the dugout. He can still coach from the dugout. He just can't leave the dugout. So technically he didn't get thrown out of the game. I'm like, Darryl, I've been doing this for 25 years. I've never seen that called. I didn't even know that was a thing.
No, maybe I don't know neither. I still think it's an ego trip on that cat because, I mean, he did absolutely nothing that would sit there and cause me to want to throw him out.
Yeah, and the first pitch swung on by Rodriguez, sends it out to center field, and that's one away. And that'll bring up Colby Beck now. Burton trying to get back into this one.
Colby, you need to rip one here. Tie this baby up.
So Coach Honeycutt now, is it in the third base box? And we just don't have a first base coach. And pitch is a strike call.
Come on, 14.
And one foul away.
You can do it, Colby. Base hit here.
And that one foul up the third base side.
Keep battling, 14, win this thing.
Coming to you from the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers. We're in Bryan this evening. Doug Brown and Darryl Kiki with you on KWHI 1280 AM, 101.7 FM. And, of course, on the website at KWHI.com. And Beck, caught looking for out number two. And Esberger starting to get in his groove now. That's his fifth strikeout. And that'll bring up Bryson Biggs.
Painting that outside corner.
And the lefty deals, and Biggs fouls that one away.
Come on, Big Biggs.
And check it first. First base umpire says no swing. And Biggs reaches out, smacks that one. Shortstop knocked it down, and then throw to first, and he threw the ball away. And so Biggs is going to be safe.
Might be the break we need right there.
Yep.
Let's get us going.
And that'll bring up Braden Martin, the catcher.
Now in the catcher, number 13, Braden Martin.
So two out and a runner aboard.
Come on, Braden.
And pitches outside for a ball. Burton trying to get back in trailing here 1-0, trying to get that run back. And pitch is a strike call. Esberger's next pitch, foul up the third base side.
Let's go, Braden, battle.
Runner first, two down. One ball, two strike count on Martin. Ashberger checks the runner and brings the pitch. Swung on a miss and got him on strike. Stewart tied the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits. There was one error and one left on. We played through four. And Thorndale leads it 1-0. Back at, we're moving on to the fifth inning. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says go Panthers.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie and Trent, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs and would like to thank all the players, administration, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
And on we go to the top of the fifth inning. And it's going to be Hunter Brantley, Jaden Clausen, and Gunnar Ferguson against Tyler Witt. And so far, just one run coming across, and that was back. And so just one run crossing, that was back in the third inning. And so Witt looking to try to get this one taken. Trying to keep the Panthers in it. He's pitched a great game so far, but take care of business. And Brantley leading it off. Brantley grounded out to the shortstop his first time around. Brantley right-handed hitting DH. Batting for the right fielder, Ethan Schramm. And pitch is taken for a ball. It's 1-0. Biggs playing in at third. Maybe expecting a bunt try here. And that one's outside of ball. 2-0 count now on Brantley. And that one bounced up there and back to the backstop. And it's 3-0 now on the leadoff man, Brantley. And Witt will make the next pitch. Up high, ball four. And so he walks Brantley on four pitches. And that's actually just the second walk issued by Witt. And that's going to bring out Coach Honeycutt to the mound. And he's having a word check, I guess, checking on Witt, see how he feels. Of course, Witt, you know, he's a competitor. He doesn't want to come out. He wants to stay in there.
He'll be in that guy. I think they're talking over. Thorndale does play fundamentally strong. They're going to probably bunt this ball here. And they just want to have everybody together on the same page. Because you're one-run game here. You don't want to let them have a big inning.
Right.
And you want to get out here for sure.
And so... Yeah, let's see. Do we have a... No?
Yeah,
And so it's Jaden Clawson, the left fielder, batting.
Jaden Clawson.
Clawson singled and scored a run his last time. Scored what's been the only run of the ball game his last time up. Scores away to bunt, and he went through for a strike.
Know what you're going to do, guys. Here we go. Let's get an out.
Working from the stretch and lays the bunt down. Its only play is to first. He'll throw down to Yeager and get the out. And so that's one away. On the play, Brantley moves down to second base. And so Ferguson to bat now. He's 0 for 1, but did draw a walk his last time up. And line drive, foul down the first base side. It's a one out and one on. And pitch from Witt. That's going to be sent out to left center. Over and making the grab there for the Panthers is Ruben Rodriguez for out number two. And that'll bring up Rowdy Kastner next.
Now batting number two, Rowdy Kastner.
Two big ones, guys. Let's find out here.
And pitch in there for a strike. Is going to be in the hole, knocked down by Biggs. He's going to make the throw to first. Didn't have, and Yeager bobbled the ball. Run coming home. And coming in to score is Brantley to make it 2-0. Thorndale will be an E6. The writer would have probably been better just hold on to that one.
Yeah, he probably should have just ate that one.
And so now Caden Kovar, the batter. Kovar 2 for 2 in the game. And this one, ground ball. Matt's going to get through. He's now 3 for 3. And Kastner keeps running. He's going to third. And on the throw to third, Kovar is going to end up at second. And now you got Nathan Grimm, the third baseman, batting. Grimm 0 for 2.
Little CNI single there to right.
Burton needed an out here to get out of this inning. And that one, a fly ball foul over to the right side. Yeah, that one, a ground ball to third. Biggs up with it, looks to runner back, throw to first. And he airmailed the throw. One run is in, and that's going to bring two home. And that'll make it 4-0 now, Thorndale. Kasner scored, Kovar scored. And so now Jackson Eschberger. Eschberger 0 for 2. And so errors costing the Panthers here in this inning. And pitches inside for a ball. And time is called.
Got two outs, correct?
Yes. Two outs, three runs are in this inning for Thorndale as they've expanded their lead. And that one, ground ball to second, tossed up with it. Throws to first, and that'll retire the side. But in the inning, Thorndale comes up with three runs on one hit. There were two errors and one runner left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Thorndale now leading Burton 4-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Hi, this is John Hody with LaRoche Service Department. Is your car having issues again? There's nothing worse than knowing your car needs work, but not knowing where to take it. Here at LaRoche Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, we pride ourselves in providing honest and quality work with no surprises. We'll diagnose the problem, explain it clearly, and give you a free estimate before we start any repairs. So when your car needs service, come see us at 900 Highway 290 West in Brenham.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers and their quest for state.
And on to the bottom of the fifth inning. And for the Burton Panthers, they got some ground to make up. And they're Burton trailing at 4-0. And it'll be Ryder Biggs, Brady Griffin, and Eli Simank against Jackson Eschberger. And Biggs fouls this one over towards the third base dugout. And it's an 0-1 count. Biggs popped up to the pitcher's first time around.
We need base runners, Doug.
Yes, we do. And that one foul over to the Burton dugout this time, and it's 0-2. Swung on a miss, and Biggs down on strikes. That's strikeout number 7 for Eschberger. And it'll bring up Brady Griffin.
He's getting pretty comfortable up on that mound. He's throwing the ball well.
Yep. And Griffin the batter. He singled his first time up. And swings and misses at the first pitch, 0-1.
Let's go, Brady.
Yeah, that one outside for a ball.
Come on, Brady.
outside, another ball, and it's 3-1. And swung on and missed. Two balls and two strikes. Ashburger's next pitch. Curveball in there for a strike. That's two away.
How the heck are we hits? That's a really good pitch.
Yeah. That's one of those you just tip your hat to.
Yeah.
And Eli Simank the batter. First pitch is a ball, 1-0.
This kid on the hill, they just got him listed as a freshman, too.
Yep. And, but he's not pitching like one.
No.
One ball, one strike.
He's pretty confident up on that hill.
And that one way outside. It's 2-1 now on Simank. Burton just needing to get some base runners here. So far, Burton managing just one hit in the game. And next pitch. Take it for a ball. It's 3-1 now on Simon. Yeah, that one outside, ball four. And so Simon draws the two out walk, and that'll bring up Tyler Witt.
Now batting for pitcher number 11, Tyler Witt.
And Witt, he's walked both times that he's been up so far. Runner back in.
Let's go, Tyler. Let's do something with two outs here.
And down low, ball throw down, and they got him at second. Simon caught stealing to retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on. And we played through five innings, and Thorndale leads it 4-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
When contractors, suburban farmers, and do-it-yourselfers need metal products and tools, they all go to the same place, DDM Pipe and Steel. With locations in Brenham and Bastrop, DDM Pipe and Steel stocks everything you might need for your metal building project. Their online catalog at ddmbuildings.com shows their extensive inventory of metal products, including roofing, angle iron, and tubing. And DDM's highly skilled staff are happy to answer any questions you have and make sure you get the right parts for your job. DDM Pipe and Steel. Personal attention for your next project.
This year marks a milestone for Memorial Oaks Chapel, your trusted funeral home in the heart of your community. For 50 years, they've been honored to stand by your side and serve your families, providing comfort, compassion, and care during life's most challenging moments. It's been an incredible journey, and they couldn't have done it without your support. To all their neighbors, friends, families, and cherished community who've entrusted them with your loved ones, they extend their heartfelt, deepest gratitude. Memorial Oaks Chapel. Proudly serving families for 50 years and counting.
All right. line as we go to the top of the sixth inning now. For Thorndale leading it 4-0. And for Thorndale this inning, it is going to be Brenton Brand, Cade Becker, and Hunter Brantley against Tyler Witt, who is still out on the hill there for the Burton Panthers. First pitch to him is a ball 1-0. Coming to you this evening from the home of the Brazos Valley Bombers over in Bryan, Texas. Strike call, 1-1. And this one going to be sent out to right field, and that is going to be up against the fence. They're in digging for three.
Get it in.
He is going to be there with a stand-up triple. They were playing them in, and they got burned.
Yeah, he got all of that one.
He certainly did. And now Cade Becker, the batter.
Infield's coming in for the Panthers. Got to look that back.
And pitches a strike called. Swung on a miss, and it's 0-2.
I didn't want some high heat right there.
And this one's going to be sent out to center. Beck over, makes the grab. Runner fakes a break and ends up with a throw from Beck. He ends up holding him at third.
Good job.
Nice, strong throw.
Yep.
And now that'll bring up Hunter Brantley.
Ethan.
All right, so, Schramm, they're going to let him hit for himself this time.
Gotta watch a bunt here, boys.
And takes the first pitch for a strike. Brantley had been DHing for Schramm, but now this Schramm gonna get a chance to bat for himself.
Squeezes on. You got him.
And strike call.
Run him back.
And Biggs makes the grab.
Atta boy, Biggs.
Got him. Heads up play there by Bryson Biggs.
Now let's finish this cat off.
So two down now. Yeah, that one fouled away by Schramm.
Two strikes. That a boy.
And struck him out. And that'll retire the side. So in the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, nobody left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth. And it's Thorndale leading Burton 4-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizens State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
It's only a matter of time until a stray rock finds your windshield. From a simple rock chip repair to a complete windshield replacement, you can trust Mr. Windshield to do the job right. With over 40 years of experience, they will quickly replace your windshield, door glass, or back window. For all of your auto glass needs, Mr. Windshield, Inc. Insurance claims welcome and free mobile service within a 10-mile radius of Brenham. Call today or visit online at MrWindshieldInc.com.
And here we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and for the Burton Panthers, it'll be the top of the order, Tyler Witt, Logan Tosta, and Ruben Rodriguez against Jackson Eschberger. And Eschberger's first pitch outside of ball, 1-0. Now, Witt was batting in the bottom half of the fifth inning, but because of the caught stealing, he gets to come up here now with a fresh count.
Top of the order here.
Yeah,
gotta make something happen.
2-0. Witt's walked twice. And right now, Burton just needs a base runner. Trailing it here 4-0. And pitches a strike home. And Burton is the home team, so they will get the last at bat in the game.
Need to scratch a run or two here, though.
That would be nice.
4 or 5.
And strike call.
He's giving that outside corner all night. Guy's got to get up on that plate and go with it.
Yeah. They'll say he went around, check to first, and they said he went around for out number one.
Now batting the second baseman, number 4, Logan Tosta.
Now 9 strikeouts for Eschberger and Logan Tosta the batter. And pitches outside for a ball. This one popped foul back behind. It's going to land on the roof. And fouled away.
Come on, little Tosta.
And pitch taken for a ball.
Didn't miss by much on that one.
No, it did not.
Got a battle here.
And one foul over there. No, Coach Honeycutt tried to make a play there.
Yeah, he did. Thought better of it, though. Keep battling for.
And strike 3 called. That's 2 away now. And bring up Ruben Rodriguez.
Ruben Rodriguez.
And first pitch is ball, 1-0. And just missing outside, it's 2-0. Rodriguez 0 for 2 in the game, trying to get aboard with 2 outs. And swung on a miss, 2-1.
Chase one there.
Yep. And foul away. Two balls, two strikes.
All right, Ruben, you got a battle here.
This one, fair ball down the third base line.
He's out.
And infield hit as Rodriguez beats it out. Just the second hit of the game for the Panthers. And so still life there as Colby Beck comes up.
Colby Beck.
Beck over two, looking for his first hit of the game.
He can put one over that wall out there, Doug. This would be a really good time.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get picked off at first.
And he sends this one, and that is back up against the fence.
Come on, Ruben.
Rodriguez being waved around third.
Gonna be a play.
Coming in a plate, throws high, and he's safe. Oh, oh, no way, Bruce.
That umpire got him again. A first base umpire. Another bet, he even cost Burton a run again. Coming in there from the wrong side of the field, they had no good view of it and called him out. And the bad thing is we can't argue. But it looked like to me he got the hand in there. It looks like Rodriguez may be hurt as they're checking on him. And while they're doing that, so it's still 4-0. We're going to the seventh inning. And we'll be back after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, see, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Larry Poppy Construction is ready to help get you the beautiful home you've been dreaming of. They specialize in residential custom home construction, providing you with exactly what you want and how you want it. Call for an estimate at 277-8806 today. That number again was 277-8806. Larry and Ann Poppy of Poppy Construction are so proud of the boys and want to congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team and the coaches for making it to the playoffs and would like to wish them good luck in their upcoming games.
And we come back here to the top of the seventh inning. And good news is Ruben's okay. He's back out there in left field. Bad news is the run still didn't count. And it is 4-0. Thorndale leading the Burton Panthers here, top of the seventh inning. It's Jaden Clausen batting. Tyler Witt still out there on the hill.
Now he got elephant ears in the stands, so he walks over there to warn somebody.
The guy needs to get a thicker skin.
Yeah.
You're going to be an umpire. It's like, golly. And swung and a miss. You got to learn to develop a thicker skin. And pitch is a ball, 1-0.
I think little Squatty Cat just got an ego trip is all I can tell you.
Yeah.
That a poor Tyler.
And the whip gets Clausen to swing and miss for the strikeout. That's out number one.
Now batting number 10, Gunnar Ferguson.
And strikeout number 5 for Witt. And that'll bring us back to the top of the batting order with Gunnar Ferguson. And pitches inside for a ball, 1-0.
Tyler's still bringing it pretty good. He's done a good job. We just made a few errors behind him. They hit a couple of balls hard. That's about it. But they ran the bases really well.
And strike home. And this one, a foul ball down the line.
Finish him off. Finish strong, buddy.
And a pie for a ball. Pitches outside for a ball.
Let's go, Tyler.
And that one, a fly ball down the left field line. Hooking foul. Goes down over toward the bullpen area. Ground ball to second. Tosta boots the ball.
Hold on.
And he's safe.
That last little hop come up and got in his kitchen.
Yeah. And now that'll bring over Rowdy Kastner. Kastner 0 for 3, but last time up, reached on an error and scored a run. And pitch outside for a ball.
We got two big ones, boys. Just one more.
And that's one little blooper. And Tosta caught it. Throw to first. And almost at it. But it is going to be out number 2. And now Kovar, the batter. Kovar 3 for 3 for Thorndale in this game. And pitches up high for a ball. The third base side. One on, two outs here in the inning. You don't look to the bottom of the seventh there for Burton. It'll be Bryson Biggs, Braden Martin, and Ryder Biggs to bat. And strike called.
Oh,
And Delmo, ball runner going, throw down, and got away. So a stolen base there for Ferguson.
He might have had him if the ball didn't come out of his glove.
Yeah, it was awfully close down there. And this one's going to be sent
right
out
there,
to center. Beck hauls it in for out number three. And so we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Do or die now for the Panthers as they trail it 4-0. Back after we hear 90 seconds from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Are you ready to build that new barnuminium you've been dreaming about? Or maybe it's a new workshop, a storage building, or even a metal house. DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop is ready when you are. DDM has been fabricating metal buildings in Texas for over a quarter century, so you know you can trust them with your project. Try their interactive design demo at ddmbuildings.com or stop by their office and let their staff explain the many options available for style, panels, color, and design. Choose the industry leader for your metal building, DDM.
Every day the flag flies, we have deals at Mattress Guys. Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own Mattress Guy, and the Memorial Day sale is here. Stop in and save on trusted brands like Sealy and Tempur-Pedic, up to $500. We have in-house products starting as low as $299. Even add one of our exclusive adjustable bases under any suitable model to make your sleeping experience one you'll never forget. And remember, the best buys are with Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center, or call 836-1010 today.
All right, here we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. And for the Burton Panthers, Bryson Biggs to lead it off here. Biggs 0-for-2 in the game, but last time up he did reach on an error. Right now, Panthers need some base runners. Eschberger's first pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. And next pitch, just missing. It's 2-0.
Don't help him, Biggs.
And a strike call. That looked like it was about a foot outside.
Yeah, he's been giving that call all night, though. He's consistent.
And it's two balls and a strike. Biggs reached for one there, swung and missed, and it's 2-2. And time is called.
Let's go, Big Biggs. Need y'all.
And fouls that one over to the right side. Foul away. And on the ground ball to second. And they'll throw it on the first. That's one away. And now Braden Martin, the batter.
Now batting the catcher, number 13, Braden Martin.
And trying to check his swing. I'll be darned. He actually gave us a call. They appealed the first, and he said no swing. I am in shock. That's true what they say. There's a first time for everything.
Yeah.
And next pitch down low ball. It's 2-0.
He probably just didn't want to throw somebody out because he would have caught all kind of.
And next pitch outside for a ball. And ball four, and Martin draws the walk. That's going to bring up Ryder Biggs now.
Number three, the shortstop, Ryder Biggs.
And we're going to get a visit out to the mound. Yeah, it looks like we may get a courtesy run
out.
Oh, no, they're just picking up his bat and gloves. Coach Cool checking on it. Eschberger. And by the way, for you folks who don't want to go, this instance, Cool spelled K-U-H-L. And they are sticking with Eschberger. One out, one on for Burton here in the seventh inning. Trailing here 4-0. And pitches in there for a strike and throw and one.
All right, Ryder, get you a single here.
Yeah, that one's going to be a ground ball to second. You're going to get the lead runner safe at first. So it'll be a fielder's choice that allows Biggs to reach. Martin up 4-6. And so Burton down to their final out, and it'll come in the form of we got Brady Griffin up here. Griffin 1-for-2. He's got one of the three Burton hits in the game. And pitch gets away from the catcher. Biggs is off. And then down in the second base.
All right, there he is, Brady.
And next pitch is a ball.
Brady, let's go, bud.
Biggs takes his lead from second. And outside for a ball.
Son Mac would be on deck.
All the way back.
And a pie ball four, and then gets ripping the board. So two runners on now for the Panthers for Eli Simank.
Next up, the designated hitter, number two, Eli Simank.
Simank walked his last time up. So maybe some fatigue starting to set in for Eschberger. Two outs, two on, and the pitch outside, and that's a ball.
Come on, Eli.
And this one fouled away.
All battle, Eli. Let's go now.
Biggs at second. Griffin at first. Sign making the batter's box. If he could get on here, that would bring Tyler Witt to the plate. And he fouls that one into the screen. Ball just missing. And two balls, two strikes. Might as well take the leads. And swing and a miss. Game down on strikes goes Simon. And that is game number one. Your final score, it is Thorndale 4, Burton nothing. And we'll be back with the post game after we hear 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Blue Bonnet Petroleum is your distributor for Chevron with Techron gasoline, diesel fuel, and lubricants in Washington County and the surrounding area. No gasoline gives you better mileage than Chevron with Techron. When it comes to buildup, cleanup in your engine, no other gasoline performs like Chevron with Techron. That means better mileage, better acceleration, and better engine protection. Blue Bonnet Petroleum, your Chevron distributor in Brenham at 4181 Highway 36 North, 979-836-2531.
Insurance, not something you enjoy buying, but if you ever need it, boy, are you glad you have it. Dahlman & Associates in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help make buying insurance simple and less stressful. With over 250 years of combined experience, Dahlman & Associates will find the best discounts to insure your car or truck, your home, or even your business. To save money on your insurance premiums, contact Dahlman & Associates, your trusted local Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Tegeler Toyota in Brenham will pay you cash for your car. Have an extra vehicle? Tegeler Toyota will buy it. Just bring your car or truck in with your title, and Tegeler Toyota will write you a check for it that same day. Still owe money on your vehicle? No problem. They'll pay off your vehicle and write a check for any equity today. If you're not using an extra car or truck, Tegeler Toyota wants to buy it. To find out more, just give them a call today or stop by Tegeler Toyota on Highway 290 Loop in Brenham.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, here we go as we're back at Bomber Stadium. And once again, your final score, Thorndale takes the first game 4-0 from the Burton Panthers. And tough outing there. Panthers just could not quite get it going against Eschberger, who, for a freshman, really threw a great game, Darrell.
Yeah, he was in control all evening. You know, we hardly ever had base runners. We put a little bit of pressure on, but then he was able to pitch out of it. They made some things happen to get their runs. Maybe hit two balls really hard off of Tyler. I thought he did a great job of keeping us in it, you know, 4-0. It's not a bad game. Now, all I can say, you got to get this out of your mind as quick. This game is over.
Yep.
We have to come out strong in this next one. Forget about that first one and live to fight another day.
Exactly. They've got to now take the second game and force the third game tomorrow afternoon. And we'll be here to see you through, and we're going to take a break. And we got more to come here on the post game. But first, let's send you back to the studios, and we'll share another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org. J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, "Go Panthers!" Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
And as we come back here, time to take a look at the final stats from the game. And for Tyler Witt, even though taking the loss, as we said, pitched very well. 7 innings, 6 hits, gave up 4 runs. Only 2 of those were earned, and 2 walks and 5 strikeouts. Burton managing just 3 hits in the game. Ruben Rodriguez, Colby Beck, and Brady Griffin. Beck's was a double. The other 2 hits were singles. The 11 strikeouts, though, from Eschberger for Thorndale, Burton a lot of them came in some key situations, and hopefully that's something the Panthers can work through going into the second game.
Yeah, you know, I don't know who their second pitcher is, but I'm sure he's going to be solid also. You know, this cat kept the ball on the outside corner, and when he kept hitting that, moved it out a little bit more, and then eventually we started chasing that pitch and, you know, trying to pull it. And when you do that, you open up and just couldn't make the solid contact. We turned a few balls over in everything but routine plays. They made all the routine plays. We made a few errors. Said the coach kept them running when they had runners on second. He kept them running when we had the plays at first. And, well, I think they scored 2 runs that way.
Three of their 4 runs came that way. They just, on the throws to first, he just kept them right on running.
Yeah, you know, that's when you have speed.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just, that first game just wasn't our game.
Yeah.
Now, like I said a while ago, you got to shake this off in a hurry because in 30 minutes we're going to start back up. The boys have to be ready. You know, we're going to get Coach back, and we have to just forget about it and, you know, get back to playing Burton ball. And hopefully we can put it together that we can get a W. Yeah. You know, probably if you look at the whole game, could have been 1-0 them.
Yeah.
If you take away, but that's great base running when they keep running like that. You know, we had to play at the plate.
Yeah.
It didn't go our way, but I've never won a game when I didn't score a run.
Yeah, that's true. And we're going to take another break and be back to wrap up game number 1 and get you ready for game number 2 after we hear another 2 minutes from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
This is Cole Wagner with LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC. For 60 years, this community has put their trust in our dealership, and we're here to say that our commitment to our customers is just as strong today as it was when we first opened. Our inventory continues to grow, and our staff is ready to serve with that great customer service you've come to know. Our service and body shop experts are also ready to assist with whatever your vehicle needs may be. LaRoche Chevrolet Buick GMC, your family-owned and operated GM dealership, supporting the local community since 1962, located on Highway 290 West in Brenham.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
Want your yard to impress but don't know where to start? Salazar Landscapes is here to help. From maintenance and irrigation to full-service landscaping, Salazar Landscapes has the knowledge and drive to make your dreams a reality. Salazar Landscapes is your home, garden, and irrigation experts. A trusted company with over 30 years of experience serving Brenham and the surrounding communities. Check out their work on Facebook or Instagram for inspiration and give them a call at 979-451-3490. Salazar Landscapes in Brenham, Aggie-owned and operated. Salazar Landscapes is a proud sponsor of the Burton Panthers and wishes them good luck in the playoffs.
All right, and that concludes game number one. Once again, your final score, Thorndale wins it 4-0. So Burton needs to win the second game now to force a third and deciding game tomorrow afternoon. And meanwhile, we've got game number two about to come your way. And so we hope you'll stick with us. And that's going to do it here for game one. And for Daryl Kiki and I, we're going to see you we'll be talking at you again in just a few minutes.